I wouldn't say necessarily seven generations, but we always look to the future in every aspect of everything we do.
Could you give an example?
I guess you could say ceremonial-wise, the ceremony itself would take place about maybe in a couple of weeks or days or so. So all the prayers and stuff that we do, we're praying for all this stuff to happen after the completion of the ceremony. But not only that, we include everybody in our prayers because we believe that our actions at home and all our prayers and stuff like that that we do not only are benefiting our own people, but we say we benefit the whole world.
Tell us about the work of the Seventh Generation Fund.
Seventh Generation Fund, they're an organization who is there to support indigenous peoples, cultural revitalization, land stewardship, protecting sacred sites, just anything that indigenous peoples are having to deal with. We're on that real broad spectrum there, because like going back to that concept.
The theme this year for the forum is looking at conflict. Could you speak perhaps of some of the work that the Seventh Generation Fund does that's related to any kind of conflict?
I guess we're here at the United Nations. Is we're here fighting for the rights of indigenous peoples. We're fighting all these world governments, and we're trying to come together to tell these government agencies that are here that we as indigenous peoples feel like that we have the right to live the way we want to live, you know, because a lot of the times these government agencies who are in our homelands don't necessarily have the best interests of our peoples. And they don't take that into account. When they make a decision, it affects us greatly. You know, so there's a lot of things that take place that we don't agree with because it goes against, for us, I guess, natural law. You know, because we believe that we come from the earth, we're earth people. And so a lot of these governments and these companies who come in, their mind is all about money.
And Brian, why was it so important for you to attend the forum?
The reason why, in some ways, I come back is my great-grandpa, who was David Manangya, and some of our traditional peoples would actually come here and consult with the world government and give them, I guess it all comes down like to prophecy, our way of life and how it pertains, you know, our spiritual guidance and stuff that we were given when we got here. As we share these, I guess you could say stories, we hand it down generations to generations, but these are things that for us have happened. The Anglo or the European people who have recently come to this continent, they say we're given instruction at one time. But now, for some reason or another, they've lost their instruction. And so now it's up to us as indigenous peoples to try to bring them back to this way of life that we have been given. And that's going to be a real tough challenge.